CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Hussein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, writing most recently at Foreign Policy about the triple crisis in Pakistan. The crisis of terrorism, yes, the crisis of the flooding and the financial crisis with debts due, and the political crisis. I want to address immediately the terror crisis because of the mass murder at the end of January, but also because the Taliban are now in charge, in control of Kabul and the Afghanistan border, except we're looking at the Taliban having been created in part by Islamabad, now leading to more disorder on the border, not less. And the question of the relationship between the Afghanistan Taliban and the Pakistan Taliban is cloudy, hard to see. Mr. Ambassador, the question here is the Taliban in Kabul now a threat to Islamabad and Rawalpindi? Do they see this as something they hadn't counted on?
John, soon after the Taliban, or around the time the Taliban took over in Kabul again, I had written a piece for Foreign Affairs titled Pakistan's Pyrrhic Victory. And I had argued in that Pakistan thinks that it can control the Afghan Taliban, but these are people of with a belief system. They believe that they are doing God's work. People who believe like that do not listen to pragmatic instructions and advice of a government. That is why government should not encourage extremists, even if it is for a tactical reason. The Pakistani Taliban and the Afghan Taliban have the same belief system. So the Pakistani Taliban now are doing what the Afghan Taliban were previously doing, which was the Afghan Taliban sat in Pakistan and attacked inside Afghanistan when Afghanistan had American forces and it was a republic, which the Taliban did not like. Now, the Pakistani Taliban are operating out of Afghanistan against Pakistan. And the Afghan Taliban are giving the same kind of replies that Pakistan used to give to the United States, which is, we don't control these people. It's a populist and popular uprising. You deal with it yourself. And in that sense, the Afghan Taliban have certainly become a problem for Pakistan because they are not willing to play by Pakistan's rules.
And yet, Afghanistan is a landlocked country. Does not it depend upon supplies overland through Pakistan?
It certainly does. And that is why Pakistan always thought that it can completely influence and control the future of Afghanistan. But let us remember, because Pakistan was carved out of British India, and one part of Pakistan, the northwestern part, has an overlapping ethnicity with Afghanistan. The Pashtun population of Afghanistan and the Pashtun population of Pakistan have much more in common than the Pashtun population of Pakistan does with the rest of Pakistan. And until 1893, when the British drew the border between what is today Afghanistan and what is today Pakistan, they were people who went back and forth, and the tribes maintained relationships. It has been more or less an open or porous border. It is very difficult to control that border. So in the end, Pakistan runs the risk of even more violence if it tries to make it into a hard border, because tribes that live on both sides of the border want to have the right to travel back and forth. And then there are just too many entry points for either country to completely control.
And then the political crisis, because I can't answer the IMF story, but I can ask about Imran Khan. Does it suit Imran Khan that there is this disorder along the border, the northwest frontier? Does it suit Imran Khan that the Pakistan Taliban is a mortal threat to the regime?
Imran Khan is a populist leader, like many populist leaders around the world today. His way of thinking is, he's also a narcissist, his way of thinking is that he is the answer to Pakistan's problems, and his cult-like followers believe that. So any chaos that he can use to argue, I will be able to talk to the Taliban because I am anti-Western, I am not identified with the existing political order, And that appeals to the people who actually love him and believe in him. Similarly, the Taliban have publicly said that we would rather talk to Imran Khan, whom we trust more than other Pakistani political leaders who at least publicly disavow the politics and the beliefs of the Taliban.
Therefore, we look for a political solution, not with Khan, because what you say is the more there's disorder, the stronger he grows or the stronger his people have affection for him. Is there a solution in the central government, in the Sharif government? Do they have the answers to this present crisis?
Look, nobody has the answers to Pakistan's crisis unless and until the major political parties and the military get together. The military has been a big supporter of the jihad in Afghanistan and in Kashmir for three decades. It's an institution that has to now recognize that its policy of trying to weaken India with jihadis is backfiring, that now Pakistan is having to deal with the blowback, that basically Pakistan needs to crack down on all jihadi groups, all radical Islamists, and not play favorites among them. Second, there has to be some kind of national consensus to be able to deal with the economic crisis. Any assurance that is given to the IMF or to other foreign debtors, that assurance must carry on and should be a national assurance. It shouldn't be Imran Khan made these promises, so the Sharif government won't keep them. Sharif government has made these promises, so a future Imran Khan government will not keep them, which has been going on for about three decades. And assurance has to be given to investors or potential investors so the economy can start coming back around. And lastly, the country needs some rules of the game for politics. You cannot have a political system in which people act with impunity and without regard to some fundamental rules of the game.
So what we have right now is a triple crisis without an answer in the central government. And would you describe in our final 30 seconds, Pakistan is more fragile now than you can remember it, or has it been through these moments before? 30 seconds.
Pakistan has been fragile at several times in its history. However, currently, the crisis is much worse than it has been at least since 1971, when the country broke into two and the eastern wing of the country became Bangladesh.
Hussain Haqqani, Senior Fellow Director for South and Central Asia at the Hudson Institute and diplomat in residence at the Anwar Gargash Diplomatic Academy in Abu Dhabi, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, writing in Foreign Policy. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.